You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. And today we have a special guest.
Ankara Savone.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Where does that name stem from?
Oh, my gosh.
That's literally my opening joke.
That's her opening joke. But you can do it. You don't have to do it as...
No, it's okay. I'm just going to really just say what my name is.
Are you on stage?
Yeah.
No. Well, always. Okay, the girl's on stage. No, it's the capital of Turkey. I'm not Turkish.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, they pronounce it Ankara. Okay. The Turkish, but my mom read it in a newspaper the day I was born. She's like, oh, Ankara, I like that. And my dad's a pilot, and he was like, overseas. He's like, whatever you do, don't name her a political name. And she's like, oh. And he came back, and he heard that my name was Ankara. And he's like, oh, yeah, good one. Good one.
I love Ankara.
Yeah. But I'm not Turkish. My dad's from Honduras. My mom's from Louisiana. So I'm French Honduran. Ish.
That's cool.
Yeah. So in your joke, you're like, it always becomes, whenever someone asks her,
it goes from one thing to the next. It's like, oh, but you're not Turkish. Oh, but what are you? Because you look like you're, some kind of ethnicity. And I'm like, well, yeah, I guess I could look, Turkish, but I'm Hispanic, but I don't speak Spanish. I understand it. And I grew up overseas too. So I'm like, in the Middle East, so I have like that kind of international.
And here we go
feel.
Again. You have to go into like, it I'm every going, time.
Every time I can't. I'm like my name
you're
can't just
like
be Sarah.
UN.
Hi,
yeah,
Sarah. That's it. Just Sarah.
Yeah, you're like the UN. There's a little, everything's in there.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
I'm white. Just white all the way through.
You got Italian, which I guess is kind of classified
Italian
as white.
And Irish. Like, what else can I be?
Yeah, that's so white.
It's the whitest thing.
I'm Russian German, which is still pretty white.
Yeah.
I'm like white Jew, though,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
you're
I
definitely
totally
a Jew.
See that.
I've got Jew. I mean, like we said before, I've got a little bit of a Jewish accent, whatever that means.
It's hilarious. I mean, living like in Florida, Boca, it's all Jews, And like,
I've never been to Boca.
Oh, it's like New York. They're like, hey, honey. Like, it's everybody retires in Boca.
Yeah,
Boca
I get
Raton.
Two episodes ago, I had Joe and Michael Blaustein on. Stein, I always say Blaustein on, and I love them both. And I'm looking at both, and I'm just like, you two are so handsome. I am so proud of both of you.
Okay.
I did. I was looking
she
back
was like
and
a
forth.
Mom. We're like, thanks, mom. Jesus.
Yeah, when I call someone handsome, like, the way I do it, it's not like that. It's like, thanks, mom. Are you going to lick your thumb and get something off my cheek now? By the way, talk hardcore into the mic because
all right.
I like hardcore. Eat it. But anyway, so I guess before we get into our topic, I want to talk about, because I'm always talking about spirituality, but our fans for the most part like it. Mm-hmm. By the way, Joe.
Joe, you hate spirituality?
No,
I have no idea why she just fucking said that.
No, because I know we get into it a lot, and it's not that he's not into it, but he's like not like me. Like I'm like, let's talk about it all the time.
Yes.
But no. One of the first times Ankara and I really hung out, I think we both did smoke that day.
Well,
or was it just
no
me?
No comment, but yeah.
Oh.
Totally.
Smoked jasmine herbs.
Yes.
And
but we didn't even need to because we were already there at that place. Like I was at a place where I hadn't smoked in a really long time and I was like totally just like not doing anything.
And the thing that happened had nothing to do with the stuff anyway. Yeah. But all of a sudden, I was describing, because I was pretty, I wasn't newly spiritual, but it was kind of. And I started describing to her, I was like, I think we're spiritual beings having a human experience, and it's like a video game. We're just here to have fun. And all of a sudden, Ankara was like, oh my God, you're right. Like, she remembered.
Well,
I swear to God.
The funny thing about it was, though, like, when me and Kate first hung out, we're like, oh yeah, I'm going through this phase. I'm not drinking. I'm not smoking. I'm a blah. And she's like, me too, blah, blah. And the first time we hang out, we're like, let's get stoned.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
But we just started, we were literally, it was crazy. Like, we vibed out so hard.
Yeah, yeah.
We were finishing each other's sentences. I can't even explain.
No, it was a good connection.
We were just like, oh my God, and this, and you're right. Yeah. And then Emilio comes home, her husband, who I'm also friends with, and he's like, are you guys fucking with me? Are you joking? Because we were like, oh my God, Emilio, look at him. And then we were like, no, you. We were just we were so excited and finishing each other's sentences.
Yeah,
he thought we were
awesome.
Fucking with him. And he sat down, and I started telling him about all the spiritual stuff and aliens.
It made sense.
We were on the same plane.
No, I was like there with you. We got it. And then like, Emilio even told me, you were like, you know what? Like, you have to remind yourself to go. Look how bored he is.
No, I'm just like, I'm thinking, I'm trying to put myself in his shoes where he walked in. He was probably like, what the fuck?
He was. No, he was just like.
I mean, like, Emilio walks in and that all the time. He's married to me. He's like, you know, the guy's entertained all the time. I'm just like,
and Emilio and I are close friends. So, you know, he's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, here's Kate. You have infected my wife.
Well, that was the first time, though, he saw that part of me. So he was just like, okay, Buddha, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that happened. Yeah, I feel like we have a similar energy, though. What's your sign again? Are you a Leo?
I'm a Leo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leo and Aries are very, there's a fire.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a similar thing. I get along with Leos. What's your sign?
Pisces.
I hate Pisces. I'm so joking. I don't at all. I don't hate any sign.
My mom's
I love all signs.
I love
all. I don't know
it's
what it means.
Fish, right?
I'm not into that. Like.
You're not into astrology at all.
I don't know what any of it means.
You're like, Pisces is like go with the flow kind of thing.
Oh, that's totally Joe, though.
You're like a fish. A fish kind of like goes with the water.
Yep. Ride the waves.
I guess. I feel like those things are so vague that you could find.
No, a lot of the times they're vague when they just do by your.
They're like, but today you're going to, it's adventurous day. So be adventurous. Your lucky number six.
The more detailed you get, though, like if you put in, you know, the time of day you were born and what location, like the more specific you get with that stuff, they can give you a more specific astrological reading.
I've always been kind of like, you know, like when I was younger, I was like, all right, dreams, like I look into dreams, I'm like, it means this. This is what it means. But I also like look back to like my day and like, all right, well, I had this dream because of this and the science thing. And then I had like the worst reading of my life in New Jersey on the beach. And it was like, you're not going to do anything with your life. You probably should just give up.
What is
wrong? And Emilio had the same thing.
She must be in a bad place.
Emilio was like, Emilio's reading. He came out. He's so happy. He's like, you're going to succeed. You're going to do everything. And I was like, so pissed. I'm like, why do you get succeeded? I don't. And I was like,
someone who does a reading like that, though, there are a lot of psychics and tarot card readers out there who are unhealed people who their bullshit comes into the reading. Someone who would say something like that is not, their shit's coming into it. And we talked about this last time. There are a lot of people that you encounter that for some reason want to take you down for no reason.
Yeah.
There's something about your energy. Maybe it's the Leo and they want to, because that's not, seriously, because people when I give tarot card readings, they're like, I'm scared of what you're going to say. I'm like, never, even when you get the death card, it's about regeneration, rebirth of self.
Yeah.
Nothing in that deck is supposed to be quote unquote bad or taking you down.
Right.
Yeah.
It's always supposed to help you become more whole, things you need to hear. So, and there are some tarot card readers who there you can, I mean, the world, as you know, as I think I know, is very spiritual. There are weird things you wouldn't understand that most of us don't understand. And there are people who do things like voodoo and fuck with it for their own negative reasons. There are people who do that stuff.
That's
you do have
like,
to stay away
from
them.
Believe what you want to believe. Like, fuck those people, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that goes without saying that there's people who are just kind of like, if you're in a shitty mood and then someone just comes around and they're just like really happy, you're like, fuck you, dude. Like,
yeah.
So imagine being a tarot card reader. Yeah. But it sucks when there's
someone.
And you're
having a bad day as a tarot card reader. It's like, yeah, this you're going to die, I guess. Fine.
It's awful.
Because even when I'm having a shitty day, I do not let that come into the tarot card reading.
Like doctors can't do that and just be like, well, I don't know. You're probably going to die.
Yeah.
So whatever.
I think it's cancer, but I don't know.
I mean, we're all going to die anyway. So
right?
What do you care?
Just go home, whatever.
I swear to God, though, one time.
Take those pills if you want.
If you want. Like, take them all at once. I don't care.
I was getting LASIK eye surgery. And
you got that?
Yeah.
How
amazing.
My gosh.
It's so awesome.
Is it worth
yes,
it?
Yes, yes, and yes.
How much is it?
It was mine. I got a Groupon.
Jeez, I'd be scared to get it on Groupon.
Yeah, people are like, are you out of your mind? It went from 6,000 to 3,000.
I got mine at
Pathmark.
I can't
even commit to Groupon. Like,
it's actually a great place. It's called Park Avenue LASIK Eye Surgery. They do all laser because some LASIK, they cut the lens. This was all laser. They do still have to scrape like the top layer of your eyeball, which is pretty creepy.
It's intense.
But I mean, it was the best decision of my life and he's pretty good. But
are you like blind for 5 days or something?
You definitely you're out of commission for 3 to 5 days. You have to keep your eyes closed. You're on tons. You have to take tons of eye drops and definitely pain medication. I was so good taking my eye drops. I had a joke where I'm like, if I had been that careful about my birth control, Shane wouldn't exist. I was like, God, because if you don't take
I hope you didn't tell that joke while your son was there.
But my point is like when you're like, oh, I could go blind if I miss a drop. You're not missing a drop.
Is that
true? Yeah. You don't want to. You have to take the drops because if you get a bacterial infection, it could be really messed up. So you have to be really careful about afterwards.
Selective surgery is like it's the most terrifying thing I've ever like people that like do like facelifts and all that crap, like the eyes, like I would probably be like, I'm fine, I'll just be blind, I don't care.
Yeah, I'll just not look.
I'd be too scared. Yeah.
I'll just shut my eyes. It's cool.
I'm telling you, I'm so happy I got it. It's so amazing waking up not having to have contacts and just being able to say. I also thought, I'm like, hey, you know what, if there ever is an apocalypse, you don't have time for contacts or glasses.
That's
true. Why I sleep with mine in. Because you never know. Wake up, zombie. I can't be like,
A zombie will eat your face right off if you can't see.
Right. See him.
Yeah, exactly.
Punch him in the fucking
jaw. Now you can see the zombie eat your skin.
Do you guys watch Walking Dead?
I stopped. It got so bad. The writing is terrible.
So I was watching Walking Dead the other night with Emilio, and he looked over me and he goes, you know, the show's really good, but the only thing that's really unrealistic about this is there's not enough sex.
That was Amelia's critique.
I go, oh, the sex about the zombie show?
I'll tell you the most unrealistic part. The fact that all the girls have shaved armpits. You do not have time to shave your armpits during a zombie apocalypse.
Wow.
This show's terrible.
No one would want to watch a show, though, with chicks with armpit hair. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
I
love the show, so.
I can't stand it. God, the storyline for me just got so annoying. The first season, loved it. Second, I was like, Third, I was like, done.
How long can you run away from zombies?
That's what I'm saying.
Forever.
So they have to throw in some curveballs.
It was it wasn't good. Breaking Bad stayed good every fucking season. Walking Dead.
I didn't get into that. I'm not a TV person.
Oh. Well, this is Netflix.
There's like three TV shows I've watched. I've watched The Office, I've watched Entourage, and I watched Friday Night Lights.
Oh, Friday Night Lights, Tim Riggins is so
never saw
hot.
It, honey.
I wanted to be him and move to Texas and just be Tim Riggins. That's all.
My next dog is going to be Tim Riggins.
It's amazing.
It's a pretty awesome name.
It's a great show. That was the show.
Yeah, you should watch
it. I'm watching, I was into Entourage, I loved it. Like, it's a great show. You know, it's one of my favorite shows. But I've never been so invested into a show as much as I was with Friday Night Lights. Like, they're 40 something minute long each episode. And I would stay up till 6 a.m. watching episodes.
You get hooked on a show.
I was like, I can't do it. And that's never happened.
You become a less responsible person. You're like, I'll be fucking tired tomorrow.
Yeah,
I
don't need to sleep.
Yeah, do I need... You just keep pushing it. You're like, okay, 1 in the morning.
I'm not going to die.
2 in the morning.
I don't
need
to function at work tomorrow. I don't care.
Once you hit 3 o'clock, you're like, well, fuck it now. I just fuck it.
Yeah, Jesus. I'm like, Shane doesn't need a functional mother. It's fine.
I'm definitely addicted to TV.
Let's get to our topic.
Okay.
So our topic is something that Ankara, she didn't diagnose me because she's not a doctor.
Well, that's what I do, though. I go around diagnosing people, even though I can't.
Even though we're not experts.
Yeah.
So by the way, before we start this topic, none of us here are experts. I should say that for all podcasts that we do. Joe and I are not experts. We are just giving our opinions. I love when people are like, you're not an expert, so you shouldn't talk about it. You can have an opinion, but if you take it as more than an opinion, that's your problem. I've never said that I've but anyway, but I am very smart. Anyway, so I was talking to Ankara after my breakup, and she was listening to me, and she's like, you're codependent.
Diagnosed.
She didn't say it in a mean way, but she's like, a codependent basically is someone who uses a relationship as their escape. So just like someone might use alcohol as a way to avoid themselves, I have used men, and you know, ever since I was really young, as a way to obsessively. Like, I'll literally, some comedians think about comedy obsessively.
Yeah.
Like, that's all they think about. I am always thinking about the guy. And like, why isn't he fulfilling me and what he needs to work on?
Yeah.
Because we do that as a way to avoid our own pain and what we need to heal. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, I'd be happy if he just did this and if he did that. And it's like, yo, he's a separate person on his own separate path. Like, focus on your own side of the road. But so that's part of what codependency is. I'm sure there's a way longer, better definition.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't really know if there is like one definition. I mean, I've been listening to a lot of Dr. Drew, so like, I talk like him. Like, I'm just like, addict, codependent, addict. And
I love it.
You shouldn't be diagnosing
Dr. Ankara's in the house.
Dr. Drew is probably, you know, anyway. But But no, like, I mean, I recognize like the same kind of behavior. Like when you're in a relationship, you have to, you know, like it's hard. Like Matt Pavage was just here and he was talking about, you know, that like he's taking off and everything. And you, it's hard to like balance focusing on yourself and being in a relationship and making decisions together, even if your path isn't the same way. And, you know, like I'm married, you know, and like my own issues of like, all right, I have to stay on my path and he has to stay on his path. We have to stay on our path together. And like as a woman also, you tend to take towards the man, you know, like do for the man, like as a, you know, so it's hard to, like I used to do that, you know what I mean? I'd be like, oh yeah, but I do that with friends. I do that with like everybody. I think everybody has that kind of like tendency, I guess, to do stuff where you're like, because you don't want to focus on your own shit. You know, you're like, oh, you, let me help you. Let me help you. And then you're like,
yeah,
wait, where'd you go? What? Oh, now me. Now I have to focus on me and I have to do my shit.
I'm really trying lately to really focus on my issues and take responsibility for them. And it's hard. Like the stuff that comes up like with my childhood, and it's just hard changing a pattern. Like I can't, if I get into a fight with a boyfriend, it is beyond hard. Like it's hard for me to function and be normal. And you'll even say to me, Joe, you're like, God, get out of it. You know what I mean? Snap out of it. If I'm in a fight with someone, I can't just be like, you know what? We're in a disagreement. We'll make up in a couple days. It's fine. I'm like the girl who would chase him around the house. Like, we need to talk now. We need to talk now. Make up now.
That's, you know, bad.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. But I feel like, that would kind of like
add. Because I don't feel safe on my own. Because if you're using that person to feel good and to feel whole, when you're in a disagreement, you're gonna feel suddenly like you're not okay. So yeah. I acknowledge this is something I'm trying to work on. But it stems from like a deep childhood place, you know.
Something.
I mean, I know where it stems from. I won't get too much into it, but I know where it comes from.
It's scared of feeling it, like I think, at least. You know what I mean? Like you're scared to feel like, okay, if you are upset with somebody, if you have a fight like with your girlfriend or something, like all right, you know what, we'll be fine, but like you want to fix it. It has to be fixed now or else I can't move on. And like being in that uncomfortable situation and that uncomfortable feeling and being like, well, maybe, you know, after we like die down in like a day or two, maybe we could talk about it.
I can't feel discomfort in that way. I can't. The moment I start getting uncomfortable, I just start having a panic attack. I have a fear of abandonment. That's where it comes from. Mm-hmm. So I literally feel like I'm going to die, because as a child, when I felt abandoned by a parent, I did think I was going to die. Do you know what I mean? Like there is something to it.
Yeah.
So it takes me to this place of literally feeling like I'm going to die. And now I'm trying to actually let myself feel that horrible feeling and know that I'm going to be okay. Like I have to sit in that, as horrible as it is, and kind of ride it out and self-soothe and be like, you are okay. Mm-hmm. Like I'll think about Joe saying it to me, like, you're fine. Yeah. You are okay. But I literally don't think that. Like in the moment, as unrealistic as it
is. What do you think is going to happen?
It's not logical.
You can't think that you're actually
It's literally
die.
A feeling.
Don't think that.
So think about an infant not being properly taken
but
care of.
But you're not an infant.
No. But it takes you to that place energetically. When you don't have that healed thing.
What I'm saying is like when you're in that moment, what do you think is going to happen?
It's not what I'm trying to say, though. It's not a logical brain thing.
But I'm saying I literally start shaking.
I feel like I'm not okay.
What's
I'm not going to be okay. I'm going to be alone forever or something in that realm.
But because of one person?
It's more of the feel. It literally, all I can say is it feels like you're going to die.
You physically feel it.
It's like, do you ever have a bad panic attack where you know up here, I'm clearly not going to die, but it feels like you're going to die. So it feels like that. Like up here, I'm like, Kate, you're okay. You don't need a man. But in here, I'm like, like I literally have had to take Xanax because it's such a crazy feeling.
I've had that happen where I had like just real random anxiety attacks or like whatever.
And do you know what brings yours on?
No, it just happens sometimes like randomly, but they don't happen too often. But there's been times where I feel it happening.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just kind of like, I know what this is. You know what I mean? And I know it's in my head and like I'm totally fine and I could get over it and I could like actually.
Well, you're a Pisces. You
know,
you
make
can
it
swim
go
in the
away.
Water.
But I mean, if you think about it logically, the way I see it is you always have to plan. You have to be a little bit selfish no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You always have to look out for yourself and just like make sure you're okay before you can help other people.
Because
if you're not okay, you can't help other people.
It's like what they say, like on the plane, you have to put the mask on yourself first before you put it on your child or someone else.
But it's like I said, you if you're too like selfless,
I think that's kind of bad.
And it's fake selfless, too. I know what you're saying, but it's almost like, I'll just give to you. You're doing it out of an addiction type of behavior.
But I think that's what codependency is.
Yes.
It's like selflessness to the point where it's not healthy.
Yeah.
I think that's, yeah, right, what it
no,
is.
No, absolutely.
You always
you
always have to account for everything. Like me, when I, you know, especially when it's things that are big and impactful, I'm just like, if this doesn't work out, like, I just plan for it. Like, yeah. Assume that this isn't going to work out and then figure it out. You know what I mean? I can't just go into here, put all my eggs in one basket and be like, you know, let's hope this just works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm with my girlfriend who have like perfect relationship right now. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, if this were to go bad, like, I'll be okay because, you know, I'll just, you know, do other things or I know I'll be fine. And yeah. You have to realize that, especially now, because you've broken up with people, you've been in these situations.
I've been through a divorce.
You found better people.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like in the back of your mind when something bad's happened, like you have to think like, I've done this before and like it's worked out.
No, I know. But that's what I'm saying. Like I for real have that's why you can't even make light of it. I'm not making it up. Like I'm battling, you know, and I also battle anxiety and whatever it is. And maybe depression. I don't.
Yeah, but I think you also like, you know, you.
I'm
I think
also
you
a dramatic
like you try
person.
To do everything though. Like you're like, I can be best friends with all my ex boyfriends, and like that's not true. That's just not true. That's
I am good friends with a lot of my exes,
but it's
though.
Not true. Like you know, it's not true, Kate. It's total BS. Like you can't be talking
with
to your ex boyfriend. You're still gonna feel pain though. That's why you're gonna keep having all these issues. You gotta at some point cut it off. You're never gonna be able to have that healthy relationship if you're still in contact with the past.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying for real. I'm good friends with my ex James and Eitan. Do you know what I mean? And it's for real. Like there's a real friendship.
But Eitan, you were friends first.
True.
And then you dated and then you're friends again.
But
so
not
what about
James.
The other guy?
No, we met immediately. We're dating and then, but you know what it was? We left time for transition. There were some times we didn't talk and then, you know, but it was a little rough at times with me and James. And then, I mean, this is years ago. Now we're fine. He literally dated one of my best friends for a little bit. Like, it's a real friendship. I'm not saying I don't think for everyone it's the right move to become friends. I think you have to take each situation individually and really be honest. Like, can I be? Is this going to hurt me? If I have sex with an ex, how's this going to affect me? So, I'm not saying everyone should be friends with an ex. I, for the most part, if I still really love that person and have a connection, like when Eitan and I broke up, it was obvious we were still going to be friends. We have a group of friends and we're all close. So it was like, but even there, we had a rough couple of months where we weren't.
I feel like with like men and women or like, you know, whatever, I think like if you've had sex, there's always that like in the back of your head. There's
really?
Always that chance that you could possibly in one week moment, 40 years down the road, if you're single, he's single, whatever or not, like shit happens.
For me, once someone's in the X category, I swear to God, I don't have any sexual attraction to them anymore. Not where I think they're ugly or gross. I'm telling you though.
But like, you still have sex with them.
No, not with Tim. Tim's in a different category right now because I'm saying once I really move on.
Oh.
Like when I think, like Eitan and I had sex.
You could be an exception to it though. Like not a majority of people are like that.
Absolutely. Well, Tim and I were having a talk where he was like, oh yeah, if I opened up my heart to any of my exes, I could fall right back in. Not even just with sex. Like I'm not like that. For me, once I really move past that place in my life and I think back, I'm like, oh, I don't want to go there again.
I see how you're saying that, but I would like, I could, of course, this could be hypocritical of me to say because I could change my mind down the road. But right now, thinking with a clear mind, I could say I wouldn't say something like that because, like you were saying, you never know. Like you could just hit it off one day, completely different person. You know, 5 years goes by. It's like a lot of shit happens in 5 years. So you could meet that person and be like, you know, just try to be cool with them or be friends. But then it just turns out to be something different. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I would never say something like, I would never go back.
Yeah. No.
There was a reason why we dated. If we dated.
Okay, but listen. For me, I feel like I'm constantly like even 6 years ago, I was a teacher and not spiritual. So I feel like some of my exes were on such different planes now. Like, you know, we don't even have a lot in common. And those are the ones I like don't even talk to. You know, the ones I'm friends with, we have more in common. But it's more because we broke up for a reason. Now, that person and I both grew a lot and you know then of course I'd be willing to look at it if I felt like it made sense. But when I do move on, I move on. So they're like, and my vagina doesn't flinch for them anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't. But I said, we were talking about that on the last podcast with like, I'm so monogamous because when I'm into a particular person, it's like, that's who.
But what about when you're single?
Yeah.
When I'm single, I really don't have random sex ever. I've never had a one night stand.
But like then you, what about exes? Like going back, like that's what girls do, right? Girls, yeah, when they're single, they go back to their exes or like, because they don't want to like add to their number.
I only go back to the most current.
Because they don't want to add to their number.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, because we don't want to be whores. So we go backwards.
That makes sense.
No slut shaming on Kara.
Oh, what is that all about?
I don't know. Whatever. Okay. For me right now, when I'm if I go and have sex with Tim, it doesn't feel like he's an ex, but he doesn't feel like an ex. Mm-hmm. It's like you were just living with me 2 months ago. Like, mm-hmm, I think of an ex as someone. Do you know what I mean? That's, mm-hmm, almost like transition sex.
Transition.
Who doesn't keep?
That's a new one.
That sounds healthy.
I'm not. No, but everyone like.
No, I know. Yeah, totally.
When I tell people like, oh yeah, Tim and I are having sex, still, you know, they're like, of course you are. Like,
yeah, everybody.
I'm not
does
saying
that.
It's the healthy thing, but no. What I'm saying is like, a lot of people when they break up, especially when it was, yeah, a deep connection, it's very hard to go cold turkey.
Totally.
And like Tim and I have also a very,
it's like smoking.
I'm not just saying it, but like Tim and I also have had like a very unique deep bond that wasn't just like we, you know what I mean? So it's, yeah, like there's so much love there that it's more complicated than that too. You know, it's not just like, oh, I know it's over, so we keep doing it. Like, there's always a thing of like, huh, because I'm working on, you know, healing and he is. And I don't know. So that's just more layered. So for him, it's not like, oh, I'm having sex with an ex. It's, mm-hmm, like I'm still in love with you and it's hard to not be physical with you. You know,
what do you think from a guy's perspective? Like once you break up and then like having that sex, what is it really?
I don't know, man. To me, if I had an ex and I still was interested in that, it's hard to say. Because, I mean, there are circumstances where you guys just can't be together for whatever reason. And, you know, stuff like that happens. But, like, I've heard of dudes, like, just go back to their ex-girlfriends because it's easy. Like, it's just like, yeah, I can have sex.
Yeah,
it's
like different. Like,
you know what I mean?
Like,
I can have sex with her. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's why I'm having sex with her. But like that,
just what I want to hear.
No, but like, but also, you know, like, though, listen. There, dudes have said that to me. Dudes have said that to me. But I know a part of them is like, you know, just saying that because I'm a guy. Like, dude, yeah, I'm just fucking just slaying it, yeah, because I can. But I know they still have feelings for them. But at the same time, I do know that, you know, it's at the same time they're feeling like, I do care for this person. And I just, you know, I just want to have sex with her.
There was a moment when I broke up with James years ago. I dated someone else after him for
was
a couple
James
months.
The guy you were engaged to?
No.
Oh.
I dated, so, you know, James and I were together almost a year. We broke up. I dated someone else for a couple months, didn't work out. And then like James and I started having like friend sex for only like a month. And then we both kind of moved on. But that was like one of the few times that I really was going out of convenience. Like, I still care about this person. I'm comfortable with him. I can have sex once a week. It was actually a great setup for a month. Like, there wasn't.
Well, that's casual sex.
That's casual. Yeah,
see,
but it's like,
Kate, you do have casual sex.
Yeah, but that is casual, but it's not.
That is casual.
It's not like I met him at a bar, but you get what I'm saying. Like, uh-huh, I've never just met someone and did, like, there was still like friend love.
Yeah.
No, I've had casual sex in that way then, in the sense of like,
yeah,
there's not a relationship and, yeah, neither one of us is. Yeah. I guess what I mean is like, I've never just not had zero connection. But yeah, I guess if someone's like good friends and I'm sexually attracted.
Yeah.
But you know what? A lot of the times for me, even when I'm just sexually attracted, feelings for me can come really quickly.
Yeah.
I can be like, oh yeah, yeah, we're just friends. And all of a sudden I'm like, who are you talking
five
to? Yeah.
Oh, I'm crying.
Oh, it's very, because I have tried to be like, I'm cool. I can do, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I like him. Mm-hmm. So I try to be honest with myself with that. But
so like, you can't really do the friends with benefits thing.
It's very hard for me. But I, at this point in my life, I don't even try to fool myself. Like, I've gone and I've had some places where I'm like, I'm cool. I'm sexual. I can do this. I can handle it. And then I'm like, why isn't he calling me back?
Well, I mean, all that is communication. you know?
Yeah, but I've communicated to guys a lot being like, hey, I'm not into casual sex. And the guys are like, oh, yeah, me neither. And then they don't, they're not texting back. And I'm like, he said he wanted a connection.
I try to tell my girlfriend to be as honest as possible. Like whenever she sends me a text message that's like a long one, the first thing I write before I even read it, I'm like, I'm glad that you fucking wrote this. Like,
really?
Every time. I'll be like,
God,
I'm
wish
glad
guys said that to me.
No, because like,
I'm clapping for Joe right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm like,
lying to us, though.
Because I'm like, why, like, if she doesn't say that, then she holds that in. Then it's going to come up a fucking month later when you have some other fucking fight. And I'll be like, wait, you were upset about that? And now we're going to talk about fucking
no, that's
God
amazing.
Knows what.
High fives it.
Oh my God.
But
you're like
hell,
so
Joe,
wise for a 23-year-old.
He's so, trust me, he is Jesus. So fucking wise.
You should run a podcast or something.
Yeah. My problem is when you do that too often, the guy's like, you can stop now.
Oh, yeah.
When you get too many novel texts, you know what I mean?
Right. And I mean, it doesn't happen often because, you know,
Sammy's a pretty chilled out girl.
She is, and she gets how I am. Like, I'm not like gonna fucking, you know, do bad shit. And like, I'm pretty aware.
You're so
of what...
fucking trustworthy. Look in this man's eyes.
I know.
Kind fucking eyes.
Seriously.
Yeah. No. Can't. You can't. You're too sweet.
No, I know I'm not gonna. I know what's right and what's wrong and what's, you know. You know, what's good and what's bad. So it's like...
You're a good person.
Yeah.
He is.
Good egg.
Mm-hmm. So, good egg.
So Sammy, like,
here comes the Jewish mother. He's a good egg.
Sammy's lucky.
He's like, I love raising him. He is just... when the day he came out of this womb, I just knew my little Joey was going to be special. Joey and Shane.
He's just like Shane.
He's just
you
like his younger brother.
Oh my God.
Growing up in a Jewish house.
Yeah. My mom's like, I don't talk like that, Katie. I don't appreciate your impression.
Poor Joey. He was just about to tell us how wonderful he is. Come
no.
I, yeah, Joey, tell us
no,
how
but I'm saying
you
I feel like that's something that's important is the communication and like don't leave anything out. You know what I mean? I always say that too. Like just say whatever it is, like, even if you feel like it's going to hurt my feelings, like it's not going to hurt my feelings.
God,
I just fucking...
Are they teaching kids differently nowadays?
No,
I mean,
this is
just amazing.
Him. No, this is him.
It just makes sense to me, though. It just like that's to me, that's like a natural thing. Like it's not.
I'm
like,
going to need someone. I'm going to need someone a bit stable like that. I think.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out like.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know, we were talking about this last time. I need a fucking storm chaser. You're not a storm chaser, though. I'm glad you're with Sammy, who's stable Sammy,
mm-hmm.
was what we'll call her.
Well, you know what it is? When I was growing up, everyone was always I was always the person that everyone was like, oh, can I have your advice on this? And so it's like, I know, you know, across the board, a bunch of different situations that people usually get themselves into. And I try to give advice. Sometimes I give the right advice, sometimes I give the wrong advice. And it's kind of like a, you know, trial and error.
Do you have older siblings?
Yeah, I'm the youngest of three.
But he's the wisest, too.
Yeah, it's usually the youngest is the wisest
is
because they look up to and they see
they
the mistakes.
They see all the...
right.
Yeah, my brother's the youngest. He's so much more centered.
The middle siblings, my brother Keith and my sister Shannon, they're both like very... Keith will shut off. Like he'll just be like, well, no, I'm not fucking talking about this and I'll just walk away.
That's the oldest?
No. He's above me.
Okay.
And then my sister is above him. She's very opinionated and she doesn't give a fuck. She's like... this is my shit. And even if you prove her wrong, she's like, fuck that. Like, yeah. She'll just
I
be
love
like,
your sister.
You know, so she's not, she doesn't think like on both sides of the fence. She's like, okay, this is it. And my oldest brother, he's pretty balanced as well, but you know, he can get just like any other person would get, you know, what's the word? I don't even know,
what?
But just like fed up with something and just kind of like, all right,
no
know,
patience.
Kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, for instance, with my father, like we always butt heads and stuff. And like, cause he's, you know, he is very opinionated as well. And he'll just yell and try to be dominating in conversations. And I'll just sit there like, you know, well, you know, we're going to talk about this for whatever. And I'll sit there until he walks away. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And you're not going to scare me. Like I'm sitting there and I'm just kind of like, I'll be calm. And you could just freak out. And I'll just be like, why are you bugging out right now? Just
yeah, that's the worst. And they get angrier.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like he'll just like if he stands up, like my father would never like strike me. I mean, when I was a kid,
I wonder if your dad's a fire sign.
I don't know, but he would stand up and I'd be like, "What are you gonna fucking hit me or something?" I'm like, "Just fuck down." Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll keep it very calm and just like talk about it until it goes away.
You're doing the slow, passive aggressive dig.
Right, like, exactly like that. I'm like, I'm just like, I'm not afraid of you, so just please sit down. You're not doing anything.
Oh, man.
Imagine that kind of kid when in school. I always used to get in trouble. My teachers try to like be that type of person. Like, I feel like I was one of those kids. There was a time my science teacher hated me, man. He took 20 points off my project one time. I was like, why'd you take 20 points off? And he's like, what? I'm just
telling
like
your
why.
Personality.
Yeah, basically that's what it was. Yeah. He just like had it out for me. And there was one day I was doing like this worksheet and he was just like, he asked me a question and I was like, what? And he's like, you know, blah, blah, blah. He said the question. I was like, I don't know. I was like finishing the worksheet. And he's like, get out of my classroom. And I was just like, why? And he's like, because you're not paying attention. I was like, I'm doing the work. Like I'm doing it. I couldn't hear you for a second. And then he's like, get out of my classroom. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I'm getting out of the classroom and he fucking slams the door. And
what
then,
a
like,
child.
So I opened the door and I was like, relax. And
then, no, you didn't. No, you did.
And like, we always butt heads, me and him. But eventually, like, after I got out of his class and like graduated from high school, he was like a cool guy. But
you know,
something. You push some his ego or something.
Oh yeah, you push his butt.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just not gonna be like I'm not really like, oh, I'm gonna listen to every word you say because you're a teacher. Like, no, fuck that. Like, I'm gonna like,
yeah,
you know,
challenge
be a person.
You.
Yeah,
good
just like
you.
Whatever I think.
Yeah. Let's get back to the codependent thing real quick. I wrote an article for Elite Daily that they featured. I was like, holla.
Not and about was, licking ass.
No, that's more for another website.
Okay. right.
The website is called no. well, yeah, we'll talk about that another time. But anyway, my article was called why you're just as unavailable as the person you date, you know, or something like that. Because
that's such an Elite Daily title.
It is. But what it's basically saying, it's like the story of my life and my experiences is like, you know, you keep going, he's so unavailable. He needs to just open his heart and he needs to put, you know, that weed down and open up. And it's like, you're doing that as a way to just avoid yourself. Yeah. So like, I mean, I don't want to just go and like read the stuff in the article, but it becomes this like fantasy world you create where you're like dating the person's potential. Like you're creating these expectations and you almost when you can't even really look at who they actually are because you might then not like them and then you'll have to be alone. And it's just like this, all these things that I find myself doing a lot that I'm really trying to break that cycle. But breaking any kind of addiction or cycle is just brutally hard.
I mean, I think doesn't everybody blame the other person for their own problems? Don't you? I do sometimes, but I realize I think, like that's what
no, not everyone,
right?
Yeah.
No,
Tim doesn't.
I
Joe
really
doesn't.
Yeah.
What about
it might
like,
be a girl
in the
thing?
Fights, like when people get in fights, and you don't do this, and you're like, wait, what about you?
Tim will like if we get into a fight, he'll be like, yo,
well, that's like
you're
normal stuff. I'm not gonna sit here like I'm fucking Moses.
Not like all day, but like,
but
okay.
No,
I definitely just said Moses. I don't know what he's.
That was amazing.
That was weird. But, you know,
your fish, water sign.
Yeah,
water.
Yeah, it all connects.
Yeah,
it's real.
Synchronicities in the universe. Okay, I'm going to stop singing, everyone, I promise,
yeah,
because
please,
I've been
Jesus
doing that
Christ.
The last
Do
couple.
Do they not like that?
I just don't like it. I listen to me and I'm like, Kate, shut up.
Oh, God, I'm going to hate listening to me.
God, no, you'll be fine.
I think what you were saying, like how girls want to like try and change a guy. Is that what you're trying to say? Like something like that?
Yeah.
They want to like change a guy. I think that's also maybe his, the energy he gives off and like his personality. Like if you feel like you can change him, then you're going to act like that. You know what I mean? I feel like that's...
I don't know. I kind of came at... There were times where I was being controlling. Times. There were a lot of times I was being controlling with Tim. And there's no way to change Tim. Which is great. Honestly. Like, he's strong. And that's something I really appreciated. But no, I just came at it like... I think I'm a really strong person. And that's an unhealed thing with me. And I kind of came in it being like, you need to do this and you need to do it. And no, like that's the wrong attitude to come into any relationship.
Right.
You got to accept the person for who they are. And if you don't mesh with them or you're not compatible, you have to lovingly detach. You can't stay and try to beat them up for who they are.
And I feel like I don't know why. I just feel like it's an easy thing to do. And like when people talk about, you know, relationship problems all the time, I don't get it because I don't think I'll find myself in situations like that, because I feel like I have a good, you know, a good I don't want to call it a fucking skill or some shit. I'm just not thinking the right word. But it's like, I can tell, like, if this is going to work out, you know, what if your personality or whatever, and just like the way we talk about certain things, like if something just, you can kind of tell, even with like stupid stuff, if it, mm-hmm. even if it's not about your relationship, it's about, you know, a fucking TV show. And you're like, no, I fucking hate that show. And you're like, oh, it's just like, you know, little shit like that. Just how you could tell by like little things like that, how mm-hmm. the whole rest of the relationship will
but
be.
But you're approaching the relationship in such a more grounded, centered way. When you're a codependent, you're approaching it like an addict kind of way. Do you know what I mean? So the way I'd approach it is, of course, like I was still compatible with Tim and attracted to him for many things. I'm just using him as an example because I've been doing this my whole life. Mm-hmm. But like you almost any red flags that come up, and the red flag meaning like, oh, we might not see eye to eye on this, you quickly go fuck it or override it because you just want that feeling of like, I just want to get into this. I just want that love. And you know what I mean? Like I don't go slow. Because, and that's part of it. I'm just like, let's do it. Let's jump together. I almost think of it as like diving right head first into the water. Like, I don't want to tiptoe and feel the water. And it's linked to that codependency thing for me. I'm just like, let's just fucking do this. I'll deal with the repercussions later.
Yeah, you jump in.
Mm-hmm.
Impulse.
It's an impulsive thing. And I'm trying to be less impulsive, but it goes against what I've been doing my whole life. I'm a very impulsive, impatient person.
Yeah, you're gonna need a patient guy.
But
that's what I think.
If
you need.
I need someone with a lot of patience. But
that's what I'm saying. Like, you know that. You know that you're like an impulsive person. So it's like you should, in theory, be able to not be impulsive, right?
Well, I'm working on it.
Well, I'm saying like you should be like, okay, you know, this is the type of person I am. Like, I'm not gonna blah blah blah. Like me, like the other night, I just had like a really bad day. Like I just had a bad day, and I told my girlfriend and like. My mom was trying to talk to me. I was like, listen, I just had a bad day. Like, I just don't want to talk to him. I just want to go to sleep because we're going to have a conversation and I'm probably going to like, it's not going to go the way I want to go because I'm just in a bad fucking mood.
Oh my God. You're so smart.
I know.
What you like have like amazing emotional, like control,
intelligence,
like
control.
Recognition. Mm-hmm. I think like,
I really don't even think it's that thing. It's amazing.
It is.
It is amazing because like people like a lot, you know, like you have tempers and you get out of control. You don't realize, oh, yeah, I was hungry and that's why I yelled. Like, oh, you know, yeah. It's just like, I'm not in a good mood. I don't want to talk about it or whatever. But then there's also people that like, if you say I'm not in a good mood, I don't want to talk about it. They don't hear that. They just keep coming at you. And
right.
Then you're like, back off.
Well, luckily, I don't have anyone who's really like that. I mean, besides my, like, if I was younger, if I said something like that to my parents, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck if you are upset. Yeah. We are going to talk.
Or if it's Kate texting you like crazy. Joe, why can't you pick up the phone? And he's like, Kate. Literally.
I was like, Kate, honestly,
it's amazing.
I'm at work.
Kate, I'm at work.
Because she'll call
Control
me and
yourself.
Go, she'll call me and just be like, what's up?
Yeah.
I'm like, what's up, what's up? And she'll just be like, how are you doing? I'm like, okay, what is this about?
But a part of it is I do like fucking with him because it's Joe and he's so, that I like being like, what you doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, like, hi. And he'll be like, hi. And I'm like, hi. You know, like
gosh.
A part of it's just teasing
like,
him.
Kate, let's just like it's gone.
Because that's a little bit where his youngness comes in that part. I can fuck with him a little bit. So like, he'll be like, what are you doing? Like, it's almost like, why are you being weird? And I'm like, because I'm weird, you know. But then as soon as I see him really being like, what the fuck's happening? I'm like, Joe, calm down. Because sometimes I think I'm just being, like, sometimes we'll do it through text. We'll have really funny text exchanges where I'll be like, I know I'm annoying, like all the G's.
You know what I do on the phone? I hate, like, the phone, when people, like, if you're going to call me, have something to say.
Yeah.
Like, or just like, have a conversation.
Get
like,
to the point.
Just like, give me an essay, shorten it up, that's it. Because like, my whole life, my father, he will call me and a fucking 10-second conversation will take a half hour.
Oh.
Because he will repeat whatever he said.
Oh.
He's like, and he'll just like say unnecessary shit. Like he just wants to talk for some reason. Like, for instance, the Super Bowl this year, we always have people come over. And he goes, yeah, I mean, I called Southcrest and Charlie's and we're going to get a sandwich in there. He's, you know, I want to get a sandwich for everyone. You know, because everyone's probably going to want a sandwich if you guys are drinking. And, you know, just in case you guys get hungry. So we'll just, you know, we'll just do that. But yeah, I called them and we're just going to, we'll get it there like 4:00. It's not going to cost a lot of money. You could, maybe your friends could throw in $5 each. But yeah, I figured we'd just get one of those sandwiches. What do you think? And I'll be like, yeah, sounds cool. Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, it's a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? I want to have a good time. Everyone's good.
That's what he fucking does forever. And I'm just like, Dad, just tell me we're getting a sandwich and shut the fuck up. That's it. Just hang up the phone. That's it.
Yeah.
And it just goes. He so like, I'm like, I have no patience for people on the cell phone. I don't. Like just tell me what you got to tell me and let's hang up.
Because you know what I love? I love plans. I love. I do. And that's another thing. Like, if I'm with someone who hates plans, that because I like I have so much fun in my head being like, and Thursday I'm gonna do my podcast, I'm gonna see Joe and Ankara, and then I'm gonna do my shows, and then Friday I'm driving with Tina to Scranton. Like I love, it's so exciting. Like I get excited, but I don't think it's taking me out of the present moment. Like I'm still, you know what I mean. I just love.
I get really panicky just listening to that. I'm like, plans. I'm like, because I'm like scared of backing out of plans because I know that I like to black out. Like I'm like, oh, I don't want to go.
I fucking love plans. Like my ex-husband said when we went to Europe, he's like, I think you're loving planning the trip more than you're going to love. I just was like, and then we're going to eat at this vegetarian restaurant and then we're going to go here. And I don't know. It's numerology. I'm a life path 4.
I know that I need to plan. Like, it's part of like, if I don't have a plan, I start to freak out because I know that not having a plan, I just don't do anything. And I'm like, whatever. So like, I panic either way. I'm like, oh, plans? No, I can't handle it. And then I'm like, wait, I have no plans. I need plans. Either way, I panic.
I just love. Vicious cycle. But it can be, for me, the plans can be a problem. Like if someone is like, oh, Kate, actually, can we do Saturday instead of Friday, like it's like crunching in my brain. It's like, I have to like replot every, you know what I mean? I'm like, cannot compute upset emotions. Give me, and my face will literally like get weird upset and I'll be okay. I literally need 15 minutes, like a computer, to reformulate that. It's really weird. It's like, okay.
I'm always worried I'm like not gonna feel it. Like that's what I'm like, I don't know how I'm gonna feel on Saturday. I can't really commit to it because then I'm like, I don't want to be in a bad mood.
You commit to me, actually,
because like, I don't know, I like, because I'm like honest. I could be honest with you.
Yeah,
some people
true.
I'm like, you have to sit there and just be like, hi, do you want this,
you want, oh yeah, that? You and
I'm like, you can go now.
Well yeah, I can. Bye. come over we lay on each other on the couch just being like, what the fuck's up, girl? You know, like, you don't have to be on for
no.
me. It's a really chill. You can always forget it. Hi, Joe,
what's up?
We just totally got into girl mode. Sorry.
I was just like, I don't know where to
what
do
the fuck's happening.
We can just lay down. We can talk.
Yeah, but you know, well, I'm but sure. Like, you know, but I think
we can sit on a couch. We don't have to like get sushi.
But guys are probably more like this in general. Like, you can hang out with your boys. You don't have to be in a certain mood. You can just be yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be on. Girl, sometimes when you see some other girls.
I try to make that relationship with as many people as possible. So it's like, it's just wherever you go, you're comfortable. Because like, you have those friends that like, you're friends with them, but it's like, you guys aren't my friends.
Yeah.
Like my close friends.
I only hang out with my close friends at this point. I don't
I'm
have time
not really
for acquaintances.
I'm uncomfortable with a lot of people. Like, there's only like a few people that I'm like, oh, I can relax. You know, other people, I'm just like, ugh,
yeah. Ankara
this is so painful.
Ankara and I can be the most depressed mood, just farting the whole time. We don't give a fuck.
Just farting the whole time.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, all the friends that I've had the same friends since I was in like fourth grade. So it's like, we hang out every fucking day.
Yeah, that's like family almost.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
So it's like,
a difference.
Yeah.
Like, you can act like an asshole in front of those kids.
Well, totally. That's why I love being around comedians, because like, comedians don't care. Like, there's no, you don't have to be appropriate. There's no inappropriateness about it, you know? And like,
you say how
you're boring,
you feel.
You're boring.
You know, like, you don't have to put a mask on. I it's impossible for me to not say how I feel. Like, if something awkward happens, I'm going to be like, yo, you're not going to talk about that person who's like queefing in the corner? What the hell?
It's also
that's
nice.
The only thing that came to mind.
It's also nice to be around people that you can just like sit with and just not say anything.
Not say a fucking word. Put on a movie if you want.
Yeah.
I love YouTube videos.
I hate being around people that you have to talk to and just keep it going. It's like, fuck.
I'll take a nap out of nowhere. Like, you know what I mean? I want
to
be
where I have to be like, oh, so
can...
just fucking talk about the weather. Like, fuck the weather. I don't give a shit.
Fuck the weather.
Give a fuck if it's
cold
out.
That's like a regulation.
When someone
like...
says, oh, it's cold. Thanks, Dick. I fucking know it's cold. We're
both
out
here. Sometimes
I
literally, like, if it's fucking cold out and I come inside and I'm legitimately like, yo, it's fucking cold out. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, obviously. But I'm saying, like, in the middle of a conversation, you're like, you're just like, oh.
So how's life?
Fuck the weather, bro.
I talk about the weather with, like, 90% of the people that I know.
I fuck the weather.
Because that's because I'm like, I feel like I have to say something,
right,
because I'm not
it.
Really have to fill it. I'm like, God, that's my like, I'm so bored right now.
No, small talk is
weather.
Not my game.
She's like, yeah, I'm happy that it's starting to get warm because I like the summer.
Oh,
it's nice. I feel better. And you're like, dude, I don't give a shit.
No.
Tell me something else.
I'm so fun to take, actually. Like, when I do have a boyfriend and you take me to a family gathering, you're either going to love it or hate it. Because I don't do small talk.
No.
You know what I mean? So you're either going to love because I make that shit interesting real quick.
Yeah. Or you're going to hate it. She's already talking about, like, fisting. And...
Not that. But, like, I'll talk about real shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, we'll start talking about the divorce that your parents went through, how that must have felt. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I know.
So you'll either like it because we're getting to the real shit. Or yeah. if it's a person who, like, is trying to be surface level with their family still, you're going to be like, Kate, please stay away from my family. I don't need to know when my mom lost her virginity. Okay?
I know. Yeah. It's hard to... You get...
Your mom's starting, like, to cry and open up and they're like, Kate, please.
Who the fuck brought Kate?
Yeah.
Jesus.
If I came to your house, like, you know, your mom and your sister would be talking about, like, some weird shit.
You guys would just be arguing the whole time.
No, we only argued about the hitting of the kids. Other than that, we'd be totally getting along.
Yeah.
Do you get nervous when Kate's around your family?
No.
Because he lets people be people.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Because Joe's centered.
When she walks away and they go, she's interested. I'm like, yeah, she's fucking crazy. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's Kate. Awesome. That's what you said. You go, that's Kate.
Yeah, basically. That's fucking Kate. I told you. That's what she does.
She's so lovable, Kate.
I don't know if that's the word, but thanks.
I think
she's definitely different. Definitely different.
I'm unique. That's I have like 10 different personalities. I don't know who the hell I am. I'm figuring it out, though. I think we all probably do.
What, 10 different personalities?
Or like facets. I mean, maybe I'm just more dramatic than most. Because I, you know, I can get in a mood where I'm like, wah! And I'm like, I don't know.
You have a lot of energy.
I have a lot of
energy. I remember when I first started hanging out with you, you were like, well, I'm going to go meet them at this point. And this. You had like 5 people to meet in the same day you were meeting me. You're like, gave me a 2-hour window. I'm like, she has a lot of friends. I don't know if I can be friends with this person.
I've actually whittled it.
I don't know
it.
If you can like dedicate enough time to be friends
like,
with
me. I'm like, hello, what about me?
I've actually whittled that down because that became really a lot of energy for me. But because I have Shane half the week and doing comedy shows, people would want to see me. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to see you between this time and you between this time. And now I really don't. I think there are less people, too, that I even feel as comfortable with than I used to. I think that happens, like, as you get older or whatever, you grow.
That happened when I got married. It was awesome. I was like, I only have to talk to the people I invited to my wedding. All the other fuckers, I don't have to.
Peace.
Like, bye.
You know, just use that as an excuse. Like, I can't. I just because I have a husband.
Yeah.
So. I'm happier than you, so.
I'm not happier. I just want to be, like, left alone. I'm like, to go home and cook. I don't cook.
Well, that's the thing too, like when I, you know, when you live with someone too, you always have like a live-in person to hang with. If you want it, it's a whole other thing. So like if you don't make plans with someone, you're like, well, I'm just gonna stay home and watch Netflix with my partner, you know,
my dog.
I love dogs.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a lot of dogs?
I have one dog.
Yeah, the way you said
but
it.
I love
yeah, you're
dogs.
Like in a kennel.
No, but I'm like I'm a crazy dog person. Like, not a, all right, yeah, I'm crazy. I pet a woman's dog on the train because I couldn't help it.
That's
she,
amazing.
She looked at me like I raped her child.
Well,
I was like,
you know,
relax.
Would you be upset on Kara?
I would.
Interesting.
Oh, you know why though? Because I'd be upset that like, what if something happened?
I guess. You definitely shouldn't be petting dogs. I don't think on that at all. But like that's I the dog was great.
I used to be
and it was
scared
like
of dogs.
It was like begging for it. It was like giving me the
it was
fucking
begging for it.
I was like,
that's
listen,
so cute.
The dog gets what the dog wants. I'm sorry.
I was attacked by a dog when I was 11. It bit me in the head pretty badly.
In the head.
On the head, yeah. And
the
I
fuck
it was a big Russian wolfhound. They're scary dogs. So it jumped on me and pulled my head down and bit into me. And then I was terrified of even like beagles, like the cutest, smallest dogs terrified me. But then I had Shane, who made me grow in every way. He calls himself a puppy boy. He thinks he was a dog in a past life.
Aww.
And he wanted to pet every single dog we walked by. And of course, at first it was triggering my feet. You know, I was like, stay away from that dog. Oh, he's going to bite our head off. But then eventually, because you love your kid and you want them to be happy, you're like, okay, go up to the dog. And now he has a dog at my ex-husband's that I love, and now I'm not scared of dogs because of Shaney brains.
I love dogs.
What kind of dog do you have?
It's called the Cavachon. It's like a mix between
two
with things that I don't know.
You got a curly-haired dog, Rocco.
Yeah,
shout out to Rocco.
My dog is like a human, though. We would say he's like a little kid in pajamas. That's what he's like.
That's
because
so cute.
He hates other dogs. Like other dogs, are like let's go do dog shit. And he's just like, dude, what the fuck?
Calm down, calm down, yo.
My aunt's dog will get right in his face and be like, oh, and he'll just be like. Ah. Like, he'll just turn slowly and just be like, come on, man. Like, Jesus.
That's how my dog is, too. He's, it's like, so the funny. Only, like, he hates, like, other dogs. Only child syndrome. He's like, leave me alone.
And my dog is, like, has separation anxiety, too. So, like, whenever everyone goes away, goes out for work, he'll come downstairs into the
I
basement.
I can relate
and lay
to you,
fun.
Doggy.
Yeah.
So I know. Funny.
I think your dog's codependent.
I know the struggle. Yeah. Listen, I'm going to come over and talk
we
to your dog.
Diagnosed another one. Yep. Yeah. There you go. Addict.
Dr. Ankara. let's wrap this up. Ankara, right. Where can they find you on Twitter?
At Ankara Savone. And I'm going to be at New York Comedy Club on May 20th at 8 o'clock. On
yeah,
a
girl.
Show called...
A month away.
Yeah, I know. That's how I am doing stuff at the moment.
You have plans.
You know,
so you
I
sure
have
you
plans. I can't... Yeah, okay. So, but the name of the show is actually funny and relevant. It's called We All Share a Void.
Oh.
Yeah.
Codependent show.
Hell yeah.
Sounds very up your alley, Kate.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks. Is it like, thanks for pointing out my void. you can find me on Twitter at the Kate Wolf 2Fs, and you can email us invasionofprivacypodcast@gmail.com. I can't get back to everyone. Guys, if you do want to email, I do love getting back. I can't send huge long responses because I'm pretty busy. I'm not trying to say that. I'm like, I'm pretty busy. It just takes a lot of time. Please still email, but don't make it super duper long. It's hard for me. It overwhelms me. It makes me go in the fetal position and then I cry. Okay.
I believe that 100 fucking percent.
I just shut down. I'm like, they want my help and I can't. I'm like,
you're trying to be codependent to everybody.
I'm alone. So don't do that to me.
Don't
is what I'm
scream
saying.
Into the mic.
Everybody
bleeding.
Send Kate really long emails.
You can't.
I'm gonna
feel
really
guilty.
I'm going to write it.
I want to help, but I just send me a paragraph and I'll do the best I can. But if it's too long, I start to have an anxiety attack. And then.
You are so ridiculous.
No, that's what I'm saying, yo.
Too many words. I can't. It's,
you know, I'm emotionally. I'm healing, though, guys. I'm healing. I'm becoming more whole. We're all connected, and I'm realizing this.
Oh,
it's impossible
God.
To be
We're
abandoned.
Dipping right back into
it's
it.
It's impossible to be abandoned when you're all connected. So
we are all brothers and sisters.
Yeah, kings and queens in a land where we have forgotten we are the divine.
Okay. We're all going to die and end up as trees or some shit.
Oh, I've been a tree in a past life, for sure. Yeah,
knew that was coming.
Yeah. I mean, I did a past life hypnosis.
What was I in a past life?
I don't.
Oh, good question. You have to answer that for me, too.
I can't do that.
Yes, you're like a magician or whatever.
Diagnose
my
us.
Ego's excited that you think I'm that good, but I can't. But if Shane were here, he'd be able to tell you. No,
what do you
he'd
think
be able
you
to
were in a past life, Joe?
Probably a puppy.
Probably. I was not born. I just don't know what that
means. Oh, stop it.
What is that? What We've the all fuck had, is, when is, when your, is a past
okay,
life?
First
is
of
that
all,
before the year zero?
Whoa, take it down a couple notches.
What
Let
is
me
that?
Say something. No, what you've had past lives. We're infinite beings that have lived over and over and over again. Dozies.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that was common.
No, what I'm saying is, with your since you're a wise soul, you've got like the wise sage energy in you, hardcore.
Hardcore,
you've lived many lives. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, he's a wise soul.
I'm old.
Totally.
You've been through some shit
like
in your other lives. Okay. Yeah. Namaste.
Thank you. I don't know.
Anyway. But you probably also were a dog. I get it. When you were talking about your dog,
yeah.
I was like, you're probably a dog.
I was
dog
an old, wise
life.
Dog.
Thanks,
I get
Ankara.
The dog, too. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Where can they find you, Joe Santagato?
Twitter at Joe Santagato.
See how calm he is when he says it? Because he has so many followers that he's just like, whatever.
How many do you have?
I'm like, please
bitch.
Follow me.
Shut the
I'm
fuck up.
I'm alone.
I tweeted all two of my followers. I was like, hey, guys, listen.
Hey,
they're very
yeah,
loyal.
Yeah, we forgot to say
my
that
mom
they can
and
watch
my dad.
Live. But thanks guys for listening. I appreciate all. Look, I'm gonna get sad. I appreciate.
Call me for a diagnosis.
Everyone's codependent.
Yeah, you can email. Give him your email. You can ask Ankara for advice too.
Oh, okay, Ankara. Well, you can just they just tweet me.
No, tell him your email.
Now that I'm gonna get like
tell
a million
him your phone
emails.
Number.
No one can spell Ankara.
Ankara's phone number is
Ankara Savone.
At what?
Oh, that's my at. Like, that's the Twitter.
Oh, you're not giving your email.
Rewind it so you can hear it again.
Wow.
Ankara's
mad selfish.
That.
She's like, don't email me. Your problems. That's fine.
Isn't that what Twitter's for?
No, it's all, you only have so many characters.
Oh,
so
my God. We've been wrapping up for 10 minutes.
This is it.
Fuck. Wow. Looks like someone's not as centered as we thought.
Anger. Ooh.
Sammy, you might want to watch out. Sammy just walked in. might want to be aware of the anger issues he clearly has. Mm-hmm. That's so funny. You're like the least angry person. Oh, you think you're better than us because you don't have anger?
Diagnosed.
God. Joe just thinks he's... Yeah, I'm just trying not to wrap it up.
Fuck you.
How's Joe's that? Like, I want to leave. How's that and for I'm anger? Like, by the way, Joe, tell us your deepest fears. Guys, thank you so much for listening.
Deepest fears like alligators or some shit.
This has been fun.
Alligators are scary.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.